What up, what up, what up? It's your boy, Talking Ish with Chris. We about to get on this thing and talk some shit. So, you know, I had got a call from a lot of my friends and a couple of my homeboys had hit me up, particularly heterosexual homeboys that wanted to ask me a question about, you know, the whole DaBaby thing and did I feel offended about the things that he was saying with the whole HIV thing and all the stuff he was saying. And I was just like, personally, no, I saw the video. I was like, I didn't get offended. If I probably was even in the crowd and he said, if you ain't got HIV, throw your phone up, I probably would throw my phone up. A, I don't have HIV or AIDS, so probably would throw my phone up. B, you know what I mean? He said, if you ain't out in the car sucking the back or in the car sucking dick, I'm not going to be in the car sucking dick at no concert. Maybe sucking dick somewhere else, but damn sure not at a concert. But, you know, then again, who knows? Get it how you live. But, you know, they wanted to know, like, you know, like what I said to me, I said, sometimes I feel like the gay community can be too sensitive and, you know, always getting butt hurt about when someone says something about us as a community. And I think, yes, you know, sometimes people's words and hurt and stuff, but I feel sometimes people don't teach gay people about life. In life, this world is cold. It don't give a fuck about you. It don't give a fuck about your family. It don't give a fuck about your feelings. You can't jump up and get offended or want to fight or get mad every goddamn time somebody says something about gay people and stuff. Like, it's just like me as a black person. I can't get mad at every goddamn thing somebody says that is ignorant, you know what I mean, or racist or whatever. Like, I'll be an unhappy person. You know, a lot of you people who, first of all, let's break the DaBaby stuff down first. Half of you motherfuckers that's talking shit and going in, you wasn't even there. You wasn't even in the energy. You didn't see what happened before. And come to find, if I'm not mistaken, DaBaby was like, hella people had their phones up when he said it. At the end of the day, even if you had HIV, who the fuck's gonna know that? By just looking at you. Ain't nobody about, like, girl, ain't nobody, boy, ain't nobody about to be trying to check your HIV status at the concert. And the one thing that also bothers me, too, with gay people, particularly gay men, because I feel like the people that's really getting offended by this is white gay people. Because this Negro said it at a predominantly all-white crowd. That's just my personal opinion, but y'all sit up here and get mad at the DaBaby about, you know, him saying this and saying that, when a lot of these male rappers be up here degrading and woman bashing women left and right, and gay people don't say shit a lot of times. Because I bet you if he said, if you ain't a baby mama, And if you raise your phone, if you're not a baby mama getting gang banged in the back, gay people wouldn't have got all up in arms about that shit or nothing. They would have said nothing. I tell people all the time, there is no women that's listening. There is no loyalty when it comes to your gay friends. Okay, dick is gonna always be picked over you. Period. They don't never want to side some of the other stuff that these men do or say. You know what I mean? Even in the gay community, we bash each other. That's what cracks me up. We so quick to want to come down on somebody that's heterosexual that says something against us, but we come down so hard on each other in the community, just inside the clique, that it's like we got our nerve to be trying to correct everybody else when you don't even correct your friends. You don't even correct the people that's within your community, in our community. You know what I mean? I find it very interesting too. The gay community felt like what he said was a shot to them, to us, when it's like, okay, didn't we just say about 10 to 20 years ago, maybe 30 years ago, that HIV and AIDS was not a gay disease, correct? Am I correct so far? Everybody's on the same page with me right now, correct? Okay. we said it wasn't just a gay person disease. It was an anybody disease. Any human can get it, regardless of what your sexual orientation was, religion, belief system, whatever. You can contract HIV through unprotected sex, needles, breast milk, and however else. You know what I mean? You could contract HIV. That it didn't discriminate race, religion, none of that, right? So if we've been explaining that for all these years, gay people, why are we jumping up in arms to try to take offense to something that we said is something anybody can get? Why are we trying to claim it as ours to be offended on? Like, what's being promoted through social media is that gay people are upset about it. Not everybody's upset about it. Gay people. So it's like we're trying to claim a stigma or something that was put on us that, as gay people, we already know it ain't a gay disease. You know what I mean? We know the husbands like to come over and have fun. We know women like to eat the split a little bit every now and then. Okay? And ain't nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying, I didn't understand why everybody got all up in arms and offended. If the people in the crowd didn't, ask them people that was at the concert, if they was all that motherfucking offended, ask them did they turn around and walk out. Ask them did they ask for their money back. I bet you they didn't get it. I bet you they didn't walk out that concert. I bet you they got their ass up and pussy popped the rest of the concert. You know, I'm just so over. You know, I always tell people that know me, look, don't clump me always with the gay community. Oh, I know that's what y'all, look, that's a lot of stuff you see in the media sometimes is white gay folks putting that shit out. And I already have a problem sometimes with the white gays, some of them, because some of them are also racist at the same time too. Damn, you can't be racist and gay, bitch. You got to pick a struggle. But y'all not ready for that conversation. You know what I mean? But, I just feel like people was too up in arms with DaBaby. I mean, here it is. It's August 26. Nobody gives a fuck about that no more. That's why everybody was like, oh, Chris, you know, what you feel? You should say, I'm like, I'm not about to be on the internet with no fake ass outrage. I ain't phony like that. It ain't affecting me. I got bills and shit that's due. I got money to be made. I got shit to do. DaBaby ain't helping me and ain't taking away from shit. If y'all really upset or feel it, like, won't y'all teach these people something? Stop. I always tell the gay community, stop always showing us running around, running through glitter, and always putting on drag, and every goddamn gay boy want to put on makeup and earrings and heels and all this bullshit. Like, that's cool and all, but show us more in depth besides just the external stuff. Show us in different forms. There are a lot of gay men who don't wear dresses, who don't put on heels, and they look like your average straight man, okay? I try to tell people all the time, there's more, gay doesn't look like what you see on TV. They ain't the RuPaul drag race motherfuckers. You know what I mean? They do exist in the community, but there is more, the spectrum is, they go from one end to another. Gay look like your uncle, your daddy, your mama that got that one friend that's always around, Aunt Sonya. Yeah, her and Aunt Sonya getting down. But y'all don't know that. Who cares if she's still with your daddy? Your mama and Aunt Sonya is fucking around. But don't nobody want to talk about that. I know y'all not ready for that. I don't want to bust y'all world up. But the point is... gay people, stop getting offended on everything. You're going to live an unhappy life getting mad about every time somebody say something. Everybody in this world ain't going to like gay. Everybody in this world ain't going to understand. Everybody in this world ain't going to get it or try to get it. I always say it's our job for the straight people that are in our life, that do fuck with us, answer their questions. Try to explain the best you can. Open up about the things you've been through and done. They'll never know this or have a different train of thought if you don't speak up and say nothing. If you all, you know, explain your gay issues and problems and stuff that people, to the heterosexual people that actually give a fuck about you and fuck with you. Like some of my homeboys recently, we've talked. I've told them things I've been through and you know, I had a conversation with somebody about, you know, feminine gay men going into black barbershops. And I was trying to tell them, you know, why sometimes I get where the straight community is coming when they say sometimes the gay dude coming into a masculine space doing the most. But then I said, at the same time, your homeboys be fucking it up for y'all when it comes to these gay boys and stuff, because the same niggas that'll shun me in public be the same niggas that'll be talking to me late at night wanting to see something. wanting me to do something. So I said, your homeboys fuck it up. That's why I tell y'all it sucks sometimes being gay, because publicly things are seen a certain way or done a certain way. But the part that sucks for us is because we know all the privately shit. We know what really goes on. A lot of this stuff, the reason why you straight people are offended about a lot of this gay stuff, or you got people like Boosie feel like everybody's trying to be gay or everybody's trying to turn to kids. This stuff has always been going on around y'all all the time. The only difference is you didn't see it. What's happening right now in the world, and a lot of things, the underworld, what was seen as the underworld, is now coming to the main world, okay? A secret portal is now opening up and coming onto the surface of the floor, and y'all can't deal. Some of these people that be outraged and upset is because their secret life is now being exposed out into the public, and they not ready to even deal with it. Okay, so understand what's happening is that's why sex, all this wild sex, you're seeing crazy stuff on porn now. People are going to the extreme having sex and stuff. Motherfuckers were always doing this. The only difference is it was done behind closed doors and nobody saw it. So out of sight, out of mind. All these niggas wearing dresses and stuff, they've been wearing dresses. A lot of these celebrities and stuff been doing stuff behind closed doors. The thing that kills me with people being so some of these straight niggas being so homophobic and feeling some kind of way, oh, everybody's gay and this and that. I'm like, niggas, some of the stuff y'all do is gay. To be honest, y'all walking around here with purses across your chest. I see you, sis. But you're not ready for me to give the truth to you like that. Some of your fashions that you wearing right now came from the gay community. That you think is so cool for because it's promoted as heterosexual, but you don't even know where they got it from. Y'all walking around out here with your booty and everything hanging out and your dick print. Why are you around a bunch of niggas with your ass and your dick print out? I don't understand that. Or just men, period. I shouldn't say niggas. Why are you guys around a bunch of men with your ass out and your dick print out? Who are you trying to catch, girl? I got more of a reason to walk around a bunch of men with my ass and my dick out because I want them to smell my scent. I mean that figuratively, you know what I mean? I'm trying to throw out a little signal or something. What are y'all don't really realize that. And don't think that some of your homies ain't watching you. I don't give a fuck who it is. Because I don't put shit past nobody. And let me say this too. Why are y'all surprised that DaBaby did say something articulate or eloquent? When have you ever known him to really be politically correct? Why do y'all expect too much out of these artists sometimes? Especially for you diehard fans who be all up in these artists' lives and knowing their background and where they came from and what they went through. You think this motherfucker know all the ins and outs about certain things about gay people? No. A lot of straight men, particularly black men, don't really have a gay friend, at least publicly knowing about it. You know what I mean? I would like to think some of the straight guys that have came through my life, but be it work, be it friends, be it whatever, that I've touched or explained something that they're able to go through this world but I'm getting off subject. All I'm just trying to say, y'all, stop getting so upset, you know, the gay community. And I feel like the shit that the baby said, I mean, if he have safe sex, I'd have put my hand up. You know what I mean? Like, I just look at it like he was engaged with his crowd and his audience. I feel like, now I will say this, it is a little odd for DaBaby to be like, just why would you pick AIDS and HIV to say that? That's a little odd, you know what I mean? But then, that's because we're not in his brain or in his mind. I don't know what maybe conversation he had before he got on stage. I don't know what he might have saw behind closed door. Do I believe he could have saw some dudes in the back sucking dick? Easily, of course. You know what I mean? You never know. And let's keep it real. A lot of people contract HIV a lot of times is through unprotected sex a lot of times. Ain't nobody, you know what I mean? If anything, he should have been saying, let's all start having safe sex. You know what I mean? Yeah, let's keep that on people's mind. You know what I mean? But I just say, you know, it do sometimes seem like it sucks for the straight people because y'all can't say nothing remotely close, you know, about gay, and folks be ready to eat y'all up. I don't think he needed to be canceled and all this extra stuff they was doing to cancel him and stuff like that. Like, I don't think, you know, that was even worth all that. I don't think what he said was really that damaging or that bad. As like I said, all of this, it's August 26th, and I think that shit happened like 2 weeks ago. Ain't nobody talking about it. Don't nobody care. You know what I mean? I wish the internet would stop getting mad so quickly about stuff that ain't got nothing to do with you and ain't affecting your life or your children's life. It ain't affecting nothing. You know what I mean? These is people. People don't realize how many times you get pimped by the internet all the time. You got old people on Facebook that believe everything they see and they don't realize this person enhanced this photo or this video and made you, and now they done made your old ass believe that this is what's going on. No. You know, y'all gotta stop letting the internet hype you up on shit. Calm down. You know what I mean? Worry about what's going on in your world. Stop worrying about what's going on in some shit in Montana that ain't got nothing to do with you. But that's all I got to say. Just something to put on your mind, something to think. All I'm saying is I don't always go with the popular opinion of what other gay people do. I try to use my own mind and use my own common sense and my own judgment and my own experiences to make conclusions or to figure out or to have an opinion or what I think or whatever. I don't try to let social media or TV or the gay community or whatever make me believe certain things or whatever. I move in the way that Christopher wants to move. So I suggest you do the same and you'll be okay. But until then, y'all, catch you on the next episode.